Welcome to another episode of Behind the Curtain, the North Bend Theater's one and only podcast where we talk about the stuff going on at the North Bend Theater. I am one of your hosts, Stephen Nelson, the assistant manager.
And I'm your other host, Tyler Foster, the manager. Sorry, I blanked out there for a second.
No, you're good. This episode is end of April, actually very beginning of May, technically, I guess. That's when it's coming out.
On May 4th.
We are almost to double-digit weeks in quarantine here, and we're still alive, I guess.
We're still here.
We're not quite gone yet. Sanity is slowly slipping away, but for the most part, operating as normal. No updates as to our show times. We still have no in-house movies available. Concession show or concessions pickup times have not changed either. It is still 5 to 8 every day. Get online orders in. If you are trying to pick something up at 8 o'clock, again, I will warn you to please purchase online and let us know that you're going to be picking them up at 8 o'clock, because cleanup, we try and start as close to eight as or right on the dot as eight as possible. And if we don't have enough popcorn for you at 8 o'clock and we don't know that you're coming, we just won't have enough popcorn for you. So,
well, speaking of which, I'm going to stop by and get some popcorn later tonight too.
Oh, dang. I've been doing it Sundays. I've been taking advantage of that free candy and getting a popcorn at Candy.
Announce that tomorrow.
Trying out what are we getting? Do you know hot tamales?
No.
What?
I'll have to ask Beth. She had two different candy options, and I'm forgetting which one we're going with next.
Okay, because one of the things that I've seen is hot tamales.
Yeah, she wants boxes to do that. Oh yeah, I think that's this week. She wanted to do it close to Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, okay. So hot tamales.
Yeah, maybe that'll be Sunday or Tuesday. Next Tuesday, we'll see.
Wait, what?
Cinco de Tuesday? Mayo, 5th of May.
Oh, right. Okay, I thought you were talking about we're going to do an additional free candy on Tuesday, and I was like, I thought we were doing these on Sundays.
Well, yeah, I don't know if she wants to do that like the Sunday closest or maybe on Cinco de Mayo itself. I guess we'll find out.
As an asterisk, we're recording this podcast on the 30th, so if you're listening to this and this gets released on Monday,
you'll already know.
That candy has already been announced and has come and gone. So,
that's true.
Yeah, I've enjoyed getting popcorn and watching the two episodes of The Last Dance docuseries that's coming out. That's the Michael Jordan docuseries that ESPN and Netflix produced, which is fantastic. Being the age I am, being born in 95, that might make some listeners cringe. I kind of grew up, most of my like following of sports was after Michael Jordan retired. And so watching this, I've always heard the reference that he is the greatest of all time, and I've never sort of questioned it, but watching this docuseries cements the fact that this dude was insane. Michael Jordan and the Bulls during his time in the sport of basketball put up like record numbers, played phenomenally, and the stories that come out of that time are absolutely crazy. If you have any interest in sports, I highly recommend finding a way to go watch The Last Dance.
It's funny. I have the only exposure to any form of sports that I have is just soccer.
I mean, you don't have cable.
I played like a tiny bit of baseball and I got bored with it. And then I played nothing but soccer and my sister played nothing but soccer. And then we've watched almost nothing but soccer. So it's just soccer.
If your parents moved any further blocks out, you would basically be living off the grid. So your exposure to sports and popular media is,
at least in my childhood, was very limited.
Yeah.
Uh, I realized, so we were going to do a little shout out to the Chamber of Commerce auction, the Snow Valley virtual, was it soiree? Soiree? I don't know.
Soiree?
Soiree, thank you.
Yep.
But that's actually happening on May 1st. So that will have already passed, but it did happen. So that was cool. They had a bunch of items, including some stuff from the theater here, on an auction that you could view from the 27th through the 1st, and then people could silent vote on them virtually, I guess.
Mm.
And then they auctioned them off on the 1st to support the Snohomish Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Nice.
Yeah. It will have already happened, but it's, you know, local groups are finding ways to still hold their events in very creative ways.
Or hold some sort of modified events or what have you.
Yeah. A semblance of an event.
Yeah. Speaking of semblance and modified event stuff, what's new on our streaming movies docket?
Streaming movies. Let me pull that up. We just got a new deal with a company called Greenwich Entertainment, which got us 5 more new titles. We're trying to get a screening of Fantastic Fungi.
Ooh, I've heard good things. That's been something on our...
We were going to show that as a just, you know, as a regular movie here real soon.
Yeah, that's been on our radar for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got?
Let's see here. So, we will have just started the movie Slay the Dragon, and that was starting on May 1st.
That's that sweet, sweet gerrymandering documentary that I am so mildly excited about.
Actually, I'm really curious about this one. That's one of them. There's no way I could watch all the movies that we're able to stream right now, but that's one of them I want to catch.
I guess I have more time than I must have a lot more time than you do. I'm actually pretty I'm pretty interested in this one. I'm not like, oh my god, I really need to watch that. It's just like, okay, that one, because I have the time, I'm very interested to get more information about gerrymandering and all of the sort of goings-ons and corruptions and all of that stuff that partakes around gerrymandering. Yeah.
Okay, so the new movies that we have from Greenwich Entertainment are The Booksellers, opening on May 8th. We have these for 1 week at a time. And we also have a movie called Bill Cunningham.
Are they going to rotate then? They'll be available for only a week?
Yes, they'll be only available for a week. We're going to play a few of them at a time.
Okay.
Some of these are being released on specific days, and so we just stacked them. So on the 8th, you'll be able to catch The Booksellers and the Bill Cunningham for 1 week, as well as Slay the Dragon will also still be available at that time. Booksellers is one that Beth was really wanting to get. I believe these movies are more in the documentary vein.
I didn't realize they were going to go away. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, some of them are come and go. Like, for instance, Baccarat. That one was a limited time frame.
Okay.
The ones for Magnolia Pictures, Slay the Dragon, Whistlers, and Once Were Brothers, those we can just continue to offer indefinitely.
Okay. But Baccarat's going to be going away.
Yeah, I think it's a two-week license.
Okay. I'm going to go to watch now and see what it says. Let's see.
So we'll still have it for a little while. Then on May 22nd, we're looking at the movies Deerskin, Incitement, and Diana Kennedy. Those are all 1 week movies. If you notice, there's a week in between those two that we're not doing anything new, and that's because on the 15th, we're going to try and do a live stream of local musicians.
Hmm.
So.
That's right. I remember having that conversation.
Yeah, didn't want to dilute all of our efforts at giving people options by also flooding that weekend with movies.
Mm. So let's see. So yeah, we're going to try to do local musicians, live streaming, maybe pre-recorded. We still haven't figured out details on that. But hoping to put something together that's, I think a few of the other venues around the Valley are doing, have tried to do some stuff similar. So, hopefully we can get something put together for that.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we got movies.
Another live stream opportunity we have in the works is the people that, coordinate the North Bend Film Fest.
Right.
Want to work with us on some stuff, and what they're looking at is getting some films that are more unique. Other cinemas may not be able to get them because they have kind of in contacts with certain film companies. So they might be able to get us some films that other theaters might not necessarily be able to virtual screen right now.
Ooh,
so that'll be cool.
I need to do some more exploring and chat with you and Evan, and then potentially send an email to our booking agent who would have more contacts about potentially putting together a lineup of a digital-only animated August.
That'd be good in case we can't have the brick-and-mortar screenings.
I imagine we would, like... Again, as I've said before on the podcast, I am a pessimist. I imagine our show times won't come back by August. And at this point, we need to be setting down dates and movies picked out for Animated August by, I don't know, really soon. So
June at the latest.
At the very latest, because it usually takes longer than that. To get confirmation back. It takes like a dozen emails to be like, okay, hey, what's the update? So
yeah, especially right now, it's kind of hard to get a hold of people.
Yeah. So, need to put together a short list and potentially have in a similar vein to what we're doing now with all of these indie films and find a way to find if it's possible. Cause I'd still love to bring Animated August in some form or another to people, but I don't know if people would be distributors would be willing to work with us there. So I'd be very very excited to explore that potential opportunity.
Yeah, that might it'd be cool to have that even as just a an option.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go one way or the other. Sorry, I keep having to clear my throat. Too much milk. Prior to the podcast.
Oh. What else we got?
The only other thing we have really going on right now is our game live stream. 2 days a week, Thursday and Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Me and Steven and sometimes some friends and other staff are playing video games, basically just having a good time and inviting others to join in and have a good time with us.
Yep. twitch.tv/North Bend Theater, and theater is spelled T-R-E the old-fashioned way still. Go ahead and hop on over there, and then if you've got a Twitch account already, give us a follow. We're looking to get a couple more followers and get to the Twitch affiliate status, so we can then hopefully allow the effort we put into doing the Twitch streams into monetizing it at least a little bit. Because any little bit helps at this point. So,
yep.
Those darn grants and
nothing's come through.
Stimulus
yet. Yeah.
Stuffs aren't they're all super slow. They aren't working in real time. They're working in theater time.
Oh goodness, we'll get them in about 5 years.
Although I guess government time. They're working in government time, which is slow. So, any little bit helps.
Speaking of spelling the theater T-R-E, so it's become so ingrained in me when I type the word theater that I didn't realize that I'm actually doing it any time I type the word theater.
Mm.
And so like the other day I was looking, I have a master list of all of the small independent theaters in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, and I typed them all in manually, and I was scrolling through the list and it came to my attention that I'd spelled all of them T-R-E. like regardless of whatever the actual spelling was.
Anytime I like type it up in my head, I always say theatre.
Uh-huh.
So like, I don't think that'll ever go away. Unfortunately,
nope. It's stuck like that.
That'll never end.
Speaking of, also, you know, looking forward to when we might reopen. At some point when we do reopen, I think we're going to be part of a kind of a community celebration. I imagine it's going to be a very social distance celebration, but
yeah, kind of depends on what circumstances we reopen in.
Yeah. And part of our participation in that is that we're going to be having a reopening, kind of like grand reopening movie. Single day. We might do more than one showtime to accommodate more people safely. Depending on how many people are interested in attending. But we're having trouble thinking of a good reopening movie that we could play. Yeah, I've been pretty terrible about coming up with an idea so far. Nothing's really stuck.
For a movie?
Yeah.
I think it kind of depends. Like, I'd love to see, if it's during the summer, then you could do a sort of, like, summer film. I think it would be kind of tongue-in-cheek if it were, like, during the winter and we played Miracle, the hockey movie. Although that's Disney. That's probably a no. Oh goodness. Oh, examples.
I know Beth mentioned wanting to play Star Wars and New Hope. I highly doubt Disney would, I mean, unless they're feeling really generous after this, I highly doubt they'd let us play it, but that would be cool.
That would be really cool. I'm trying to think of another, some sort of joke movie or some fitting movie. Right. To be honest, like, this situation is so unprecedented that I don't think that, I don't know if there really is the right good movie for this. I don't think there's anything that fits.
What's the best, the most feel good movie you can possibly think of?
Oh goodness.
Like Secondhand Lions or dang, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
Of course my mind is like going to like anime movies and stuff. Because my movie
mine's automatically going to like Disney not Pixar. I wouldn't watch a Pixar film out of this because those films already make you cry.
I mean, Up, maybe?
Maybe.
Inside Out? in the feels.
Yeah.
oh, goodness. You could do The Little Dinosaur? Onward, I think, would work.
It's not a bad one.
Onward's
that was actually
not
a good
a
film.
Bad one. I didn't get a chance to see that one, so
there's a fun little twist at the end that's a little heart wrenching.
Okay.
And it took me by surprise, and I thought it was a really good storytelling.
Yeah. If anyone listening has any suggestions of movies you'd like to see that might fit for our coming back, whenever that is. Please let us know on Facebook, email, other places. I don't know.
Yeah.
Facebook Messenger. You could let us know on Facebook. Just
I'd say messages on Instagram, except that I don't think anyone ever does, and I'm not even sure I know how to check those.
I don't know how to check that either.
We do have a Twitter now too. I did create a Twitter.
Oh boy! Here we go.
Basically, the only thing it's used for right now is just anytime we do a announcement on Facebook, I make a very shortened version of it and tweet it.
Ah.
So that's all it's for now, but it does exist, and it is a platform to communicate.
Cool.
Last thing we were wanting to talk about today, to my knowledge, was kind of what we're doing right now and thoughts about what we're planning to do as far as to keep our staff and our customers safe. I know right now, you know, we're doing the curbside pickup. I haven't actually been there to see the goings onses now in almost 7 weeks.
I've been stuck at home. It's been a while. So we're
I feel highly inadequate to talk about this.
Okay. So I believe don't entirely quote me on this because our communications, our meetings and all of that stuff are a bit disjointed and such. I feel like even though I'm in at the theater like 200% more than you are, Skylar, as far as like meetings and communication with Beth, my communication is significantly less. But I believe at this point, our masks and gloves when serving customers is going to be mandatory. If we're, when handling concessions, the payment and such, we're doing cash and card. We're not going cashless, so no updates there. Honestly prefer online orders are fantastic. Highly recommend just doing that. Letting us know when you're gonna arrive. If you let us know what car you're gonna pull up in. I had somebody let me know that they're driving a blue Tesla, and so I yesterday or on Wednesday I was like okay, I'm waiting for the blue Tesla. I had all of his candies ready to go. I had his bag ready so that when he pulled up I was able to fill that bag of popcorn and hand it to him in, you know, like 60 seconds or so.
Nice.
So recommend if you're picking up concessions, we'll come out to your car. You guys don't have to get out of your car. Roll down passenger window and we'll just chat with you and get your order started. So you don't have to worry about.
I pull up, roll down the window, and then I just give the theater, because I can't see through the windows, but I give the theater a good hard stare until somebody comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, for the most part, just about every time, I'm going to say just about, because there are going to be some cases where either we're in the middle of something or some other situation is going on. If you pull up in front of the theater, either having ordered something online or you are pulling up to order something, we see you and we're going to come out to you. Sometimes people will back up in front of the theater when they're waiting for El Paisano stuff, which is totally fine. We'll still even check those people and just be like, hey, do you guys want, are you guys here for the theater? Are you guys here for El Paisano?
Would you like popcorn with your Italian food?
And in some cases, people are like, oh, I didn't realize you were open, and have gotten popcorn as well as,
oh, nice.
Yeah, as well as El Paisano. So
that's something I want to do this next week, is actually I want to try El Paisano. I have yet to actually try their food, but it looks so good.
I'm in the same boat. I have not had their food. Unfortunately, with everything going on and cut hours and stuff, I don't feel comfortable with. I don't think I can comfortably afford it.
Yeah.
So that's I'd love to try it at some point. I'm also terrible at budgeting. So realistically, I could potentially afford it, but I'm just terrible. So part of it's.
I know when we do look at opening back up, it's still all up in the air right now, and you know. We don't know what guidelines will be in place for movie theaters, but some of the stuff we've been eyeballing it, some of our theater organizations have been talking about, and some of the states that are going to try opening theaters here soon, the guidelines that they've been doing are pretty much all the same in that, like, it's what they call striped or checkerboard seating, where different rows are blocked off, or you block off seats in a checkerboard pattern.
So that there's still space on the in-between people?
Yeah, to kind of force people to not sit near each other.
Yeah, for sure. And once we get closer to that, we'll talk more about potential rules for getting people in and getting people out of the theater, because I think one of the big choke points is
the lobby.
The lobby, and so putting together some sort of I don't know,
I know
plan
I mentioned
for
the
that.
Beth maybe taking advantage of our order online or order ahead thing where you can order your concessions before you get there. You just check in, go sit down, and we'll just bring you your concessions.
Yeah, that could work. So, but none of that stuff's
that way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not quite in place, and once we get that stuff in place, we'll...
No. It's an idea, though.
We'll communicate it. Yeah, we'll communicate clear rules for it. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, but, we'll... no updates as far as when.
Now, I guess Governor's supposed to make a... Well, it'll be passed at this point, passed when this episode comes out, but on Friday the 1st, we'll have made an announcement on some rules, so I don't know, maybe we'll get some rules then.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they confirmed that Monday they will not be... The quarantine will still be in effect. So,
oh, yeah, that's already confirmed.
We'll see what the announcement is, and as far as when we reopen at this point, I think your guess is as good as mine, or ours. So,
yep.
If you want to put a calendar in front of a dartboard and you know, try your hand, go for it. Who knows? Maybe you'll be right.
All right. I don't know. Is that it?
I think so. Thank you again for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks. That will be mid-May, right? That's how time.
Do you want to talk about the
that's how time
the
works.
AMC thing?
Oh, yeah. I don't really. If you are tuned into the news at all, which part of me hopes you are, and part of me hopes you aren't, you may have heard that AMC. And to an extent, Regal, as far as movie theater chains, have stated that they will no longer show Universal movies, Universal published movies, due to Universal putting a handful of their movies on streaming platforms and thus more, not necessarily voiding contracts with the movie theaters, but movie theaters per the established rules, whether written or non-written, movie theaters are supposed to get movies exclusive for a period before they're released on streaming platforms and on physical media. And having Trolls and what's coming out, Scoob, the Scooby-Doo movie, or the new animated Scooby-Doo movie, and I think there's one or two others that are coming out as well, on digital are breaking that agreement. And so the theater chains are basically saying you're breaking the agreement, and so we won't show your movies anymore. So that includes movies like the next Fast and Furious. And let me double check. See what else we got.
I saw someone mentioned, I think the Jurassic Park movies are Universal, but I don't know if there's a new other one in the works or not.
Yeah. Yes, there is another. Okay. Let's see.
I can see both sides of like why they did that. Like, I mean, all the movie theaters are closed down and they wanted to get their movie out anyway. So I kind of see why they did it. But again, other studios didn't release to digital. They just said, okay, we're holding these films until an indeterminate date to release.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Disney put Onward to digital, but they'd already been playing it for about a week in theaters when everything got locked down.
So, let's see. Warner Brothers' Scoob will be on demand in May. Disney's Artemis Fowl will go on to Disney Plus. Paramount Pictures' The Lovebirds is going to go on Netflix. This is according to an article from CNBC. I'm going to cite this from...
It's not just Universal.
Yeah.
That.
So an article from Sarah Witten, published today on April 30th, titled Universal and AMC Are Quarreling, What It Says About Hollywood and Its Future. This... unprecedented times, and because the streaming industry is available, these production houses have a bunch of movies that are ready to go out or just about ready to go out that they can only wait for so long before releasing movies and actually making some income from them. because they're expensive to make and they're expensive to advertise for.
Very expensive to advertise for.
Oh yeah, sometimes that advertising budget is as much, if not more, than you know what the production cost is. So yeah. They want to put these movies out in some way so that they can make some money from it. AMC and Regal and the big chains are like, okay, that's in violation of our contracts, and we need movies like those to stay in business. Well, the other problem is those movie theaters in various regions of the U.S. can't be open and thus can't make any money from those movies. So it hurts their business and it hurts Universal and Warner Brothers and Disney and Paramount and all of that stuff. So
I guess as working at a small theater, when I saw the news articles for these, I wasn't really bothered by it too much that they were releasing to digital. I just assume as a manager and as someone who's part of the booking process for movies that we would just catch whatever came out whenever we opened again.
Yeah. So like long story short for us as an independently owned theater, it doesn't change a whole lot for us as far as this back and forth between the two companies or between the many companies. We're still an independent. If it comes out on streaming platforms, we'll probably still play it. I think the question is the larger implications to, what gets released, what is available to us if more at the end of all of this.
If some companies get a little too comfortable with just releasing everything to digital.
I still think there's enough money within theatrical releases that movies like your big blockbusters like your Marvel and your Disney animated films, all of the big blockbusters, be it your holiday releases, your summer releases, and a handful on the in-between, there's still plenty of money. Once we can go back to normal, there's still plenty of money within the theatrical releases. The asterisks then becomes of how much has, what's the percentage of things that just go straight digital and what's the percentage of things that still come to theaters, and how does that affect sort of our selection of movies and hurt our business overall? I mean, at this point, because we can't show anything, it doesn't affect us a whole lot. And once we're done with this, anything is better than nothing. And I think for the most part, audiences are going to be in the same boat as once we're back to normal, they're going to want to put butts in seats and, get out and go see a movie on the biggest screen possible and snack on that,
and
that theater popcorn.
Not their home television, which may or may not be a great cinema experience.
Yeah. So, I think when we come back, I think it's also not going to affect us too much. I think there's going to be enough movies coming out, and there's enough things that are getting delayed. There's enough things that are ready, and the benefit is that the very end of a production of a movie, editing can happen during this quarantine anyway. Filming can't because there's too many people in the process, but editing can be done between
just
a couple
of
people.
Great movies are being written right now.
Yeah, the writing, the pre-production and post-production of a lot of movies can still happen. So imagine all of these movies that got delayed at the very beginning, and if this continues for another couple months, all of the movies that are edited and just about ready to go out to theaters that just aren't going to because there's not quite enough money, not quite enough freedom to be able to go out and go see these movies. So yeah. I think when it comes back, there will be no lack of films, but I think
it's funny. Actually having like Trolls released to digital was actually really helpful for us. We happen to have already ordered some of the cool Trolls merchandise, like the popcorn tubs, preparing for that release. And so when it went to digital, we were able to say, hey, come get your popcorn in a Trolls tub. Watch Trolls.
Yeah.
And so that actually helped us out some.
Mm-hmm. And I think we were, kind of we were a little bit ahead of the curve as far as, hey, we can still sell concessions. We can still have, you know, to go, snacks and stuff. So I think in the long run, I don't know how much this adjusts our operation, but I think the biggest thing is how does this affect the rest of the movie going experience. So, definitely something to keep an eye out, but I wouldn't worry too much about it affecting us here in the short term. So, because we're not part of the big giant businesses that are, unfortunately, it looks like they're going to be collapsing potentially. So,
another great, cool outcome of this, us finding these different avenues to, entertain and sell concessions and stuff is that afterwards we're going to have all these, what do you call them? Yeah.
Online processes and all of this stuff.
Yeah. All these online processes set up in place and now working. We'll also have, relationships with some of these new distribution companies that we weren't really using before, that are doing a lot of these indie films. We'll now actually have a contact and a relationship with these companies, and maybe we can get some of their films more often.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, or continue to do virtual streaming in addition to regular
movies. Yeah,
and I know the Kino Marquee, that apparently was around for 2 years before this happened.
Huh.
For online streaming of movies.
So any of the movies that we don't think are going to be, any of the sort of like indie films that might be Oscar nominations or something that maybe aren't quite
the top pick.
The top pick we can have via online streaming and still have our blockbuster films.
To get that big Marvel blockbuster, but there's also a really cool indie film coming out at the same time. We got one screen.
Mm-hmm.
Disney won't let us play something else, but we could play it online.
Something like Fantastic Fungi. We'd have a lot more options.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Would be very cool.
Crazy times, but maybe some good stuff coming out of it. We just gotta bear through it. Grin and bear it and be respectful to others and, you know, be safe.
Yep. All right, well, is that about it for...
I think so.
This May the 4th podcast?
Is it coming out on the 4th?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I guess it is. Well, awkward. Yeah, time is... I don't even know, man. Like, I'm probably...
irrelevant.
Yeah, a lot like a lot of people, I'm probably going to pass my 25th birthday in quarantine. So, you know, I mean, not that anyone does anything super crazy for 25th, but, you know... or anything like a bunch of like 4th of July. What happens if 4th of July is during quarantine? Like, are people going to go out and barbecue? Because please don't. It's dumb. You know, stay home.
You can barbecue and just like wave at your neighbors.
I guess. Stay in your family in your isolated groups, please.
Yes.
I don't. Yeah. mind boggling.
We could launch fireworks over the neighbor's fence. To celebrate. Perfect.
Yeah. Because if we light their house on fire, then...
Yeah.
They can just join us in our house.
Perfect. Excitement.
Yeah.
The 4th of July experience. Somebody has to get burnt.
Yeah, I guess. All right. So I guess again, thank you everybody for listening to Behind the Curtain. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Mid-May, I don't think there's anything super crazy happening. Like, there's no holiday coming out mid-May. So, unless Monday the 18th is some other holiday that I'm unaware. Maybe it's like National Ice Cream Day or something. I don't know, I'll look into it. But yeah, I guess May the 4th be with you, and we'll see you later.
See you in 2 weeks.